If you struggle with triangle pose, I'm going to show you how I come into triangle pose, several modifications, as well as a super fun variation. So watch this video. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection with the teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true nature and to a community of people who support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us, and we would love it if you would subscribe and turn on notifications, because in the month of January of 2018, I am putting out a brand new video like this one every single day for our New Year 30-day yoga challenge. On day 21 of our challenge, we are doing a video on how to get taller with yoga. On day 22, we will have a video on how to improve your eyesight with yoga. Do you guys remember that Madonna video? And then on day 23, I'm aging myself here. We're going to do some foot pain relief for yoga from standing all day. So if these sound like videos that are interesting to you, then when you press subscribe and hit that little bell, what will happen is that these videos will show up in your YouTube subscription feed, and then you'll get all our 30-day challenge videos this month. Now, before I show you modifications for triangle pose, how to come into it, as well as my super fun variation, I'm going to share with you a couple of resources. The first is a full-length 70-minute beginner yoga video on triangle pose. So I will put that in the show notes. If you're on YouTube, you just click show more and it will be there. The second is a full-length 1-hour intermediate yoga video on triangle pose. That will also be in the show notes. Again, just click show more and that link will be there. So how to do triangle pose. This is my kind of secret, easy but tried and true way to come into triangle pose. So number one, place your blocks on the tallest setting, or either that or a chair at the top of your mat. And then you're going to walk your left foot between the blocks so that both your legs are bent at a 90 degree angle. Then tuck your back toes under and straighten out both your legs. You're going to open up your right toes. Rotate your pelvis by lowering your left hip bone and opening your right iliac crest, your right hip bone. Then keep your left hand on the block and lift your right hand up. And then you're going to repeat on the other side. As I said, you can also try this variation using a chair. If you have high blood pressure, don't look up. You're going to keep your gaze down. You can even keep your top hand on your hip or your arm wrapped around your back as well. So those are some other variations. If you have neck problems, you can also look down or straight ahead, but avoid straining your neck by looking up. So as far as variations go, I have two variations on triangle pose for you today. One is a restorative variation that I absolutely love, of course, and the other is a variation that will help you build upper body strength and core strength. So first, the restorative or reclined triangle variation, pose variation with a strap. The way that it works is that you lie down on your back, you place a strap around the ball of your right foot, and then you take the strap around your upper back, and you rest back on your back with your right leg extended in the air. You open your right leg out to the side with your arms resting in a soft T. This variation of triangle pose will allow you to build the flexibility in your hamstrings and hips, as well as release the tension in your back and shoulders needed in the standing variations. If you have low back issues, make sure to do this with your non-gesture leg bent. You get all the same benefits, but you're lying down. Well, similar benefits. Now, fallen triangle pose or falling triangle pose, this variation will help you build upper body strength and core strength. So we're going to start it the same way as triangle pose. You'll place those two blocks or a chair at the tallest part of your mat. You're going to walk your left foot between the blocks so that both your legs are bent at a 90-degree angle. Tuck your back toes under, straighten both your legs, open your right toes, rotate your pelvis by lowering your left hip bone and opening up your right iliac crest. Now, here's the difference. You're going to bend your front knee and put your right hand on the floor on the outside of your right foot. And then you're going to take your right leg straight out in front of you and rotate into a side plank. You can also modify this so that it's less weight bearing by putting your left knee to the ground. Now, this pose is going to strengthen your core, your arms and your glutes. It will open your chest and your shoulders, and it will help you to breathe more deeply. Now, you do need to avoid this falling triangle pose if you have rotator cuff injuries, wrist injuries, or carpal tunnel syndrome. Now, if you made it all the way to the end of the video, you know how much I love the people that make it all the way to the end of my videos. Put "my triangle is falling" in the comments. And thank you so much for pressing that like button. If you know somebody who would benefit from this video, please share it with them across all of your socials. And remember to subscribe so you can get our video tomorrow on how to grow taller with yoga. Namaste.